Today is Friday, December 20th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Well, first we have some weather-related announcements. There is a two-hour delay for the Richland School District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, Ithaca, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Weston, and Highland. And the Richland County Right to Life meeting that was postponed will be held tonight at 6:30 at Park Street Christian Church. The Wisconsin 15-year-old who shot and killed a teacher and a fellow student Monday was only in her first semester at the school, but seemed to be settling in, a school official said Thursday, as families of the victims remembered them as people of faith who had deep connections within the Christian school. Abundant Life Christian School student Ruby Patricia Vergara, 14 of Madison, and teacher Aaron West, 42 of DeForest, were killed Monday. Two other students who were shot remained hospitalized Thursday in critical condition. Barbara Wires, the school's director for elementary and communications, told the Associated Press that the attack lasted 8 minutes, shorter than the school's regular snack break. She said the community's faith and connection to one another has sustained them as they struggle with the possibility that the shooter's motive might remain undetermined. Police say Natalie Samantha Rupnow died at a Madison hospital from a self-inflicted gunshot. Police have said her motivation for the attack remains a key part of their investigation. This was Rupnow's first semester at ALCS, Wires said. The school was working with her family on attendance, but teachers had no significant concerns. Vergara's funeral is set for Saturday at City Church, which is adjacent to the school. And West's funeral is Monday at Doxa Church in Madison, where she was a member, according to obituaries published Wednesday and Thursday. Speak Up, Speak Out, Trish Kiplin, director of the Office of School Safety in Wisconsin Department of Justice, participated in press briefings following Monday's tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. She said they encouraged the community at large, students and families, to report to SUSO or their local law enforcement or local school officials if they have concerns that somebody is planning a school attack. A teacher and a teenage student were killed in the Abundant Life shooting, and the suspected shooter killed herself. Kilpin said the Office of School Safety provides resources for students, educators, parents, and law enforcement. More information is available online at speakup.widoj.gov. Madison students plan to walk out of class today to protest gun violence in schools. According to the Madison Metropolitan School District, they're planning to leave high schools around 11 and head to the Capitol. There, they'll hold their demonstration with students from multiple high schools. Staff wanted to tell parents they're aware of the plans and that regular attendance rules apply. Some families might choose to excuse their students. Staff believe they'll return to class afterward. Meanwhile, volunteers have brought therapy dogs to help the community cope. St. Mary's called up all volunteer dog teams. Starting right away Monday, they were even at the reunification site before students got to go home to their families. They've been at other events with the Abundant Life community since the tragedy. One study showed that 93% of people felt less stress after spending time with a therapy dog. The memorial at the school is growing. There are two big wooden crosses with candles and flowers, even in the snow. A reminder, if you want to support the families and the Abundant Life community, there's the fundraiser hosted by the United Way of Dane County. So far, people have donated about $70,000. Republicans will still be in charge when the Wisconsin legislature returns to work in January, but will have the narrowest majorities in years. That's giving Democrats optimism that both sides will be able to work together better than they have in 6 years since their party's Tony Evers became governor. Both sides are eyeing the state's massive $4 billion budget surplus. What to do with that money will drive debate over the next 2-year budget. Questions hang about whether Evers plans to run for a third term in 2026 and how the state will interact with President-elect Donald Trump's administration. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he has no interest in running for governor. In year-end media interviews, the Republican leader says he plans to serve out his term and is committed to serving as speaker. Voss says his to-do list for the upcoming legislative session includes tax relief, codifying voter ID laws into the state constitution, and creating a government oversight accountability and transparency committee similar to President-elect Donald Trump's DOGE agency led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Voss and State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux also say K-12 schools and the universities of Wisconsin will not get as much state funding as they want. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has announced several new steps to strengthen the agency's oversight of food processing facilities. It regulates and ensures safe food. These steps reflect the agency's effort to protect public health through science-based regulation, strong enforcement, and advancement of its prevention-first approach to eliminating foodborne illness. Over the past several months, Listeria monocytogenes has been linked to foodborne illness outbreaks and large-scale recalls of ready-to-eat meat and poultry products, causing the agency to review its processes closely. While the agency's review continues, FSIS is announcing a number of improvements and initiatives that can be implemented quickly. The agency will share more information about additional actions that may be needed after further review and stakeholder engagement. The changes FSIS is announcing fall into three categories: enhancing its science-based approach to mitigate foodborne pathogens with a key focus on Listeria monocytogenes, improving training and tools for its inspection workforce, and evolving its oversight of regulated facilities with an emphasis on data review and state inspection agreements. FSIS has also issued new guidance to provide more transparency around animal-raising claims like no antibiotics ever and pasture-raised. As USDA's public health regulatory agency, FSIS is responsible for ensuring the safety of meat, poultry, and egg products, and thereby reducing foodborne illness linked to FSIS-regulated products. Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful at the best of times of the year. As millions of travelers take to the skies over the busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful at the best times of the year. As millions of travelers take to the skies over this busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights. Flight attendants say give yourself a buffer day. Wherever you're traveling, there's a potential for storms and weather delays, which of course can cause cancellations. So leave buffer time for layovers too. Sure, the idea of sitting around at the airport waiting is not appealing, but missing your connecting flight is a much worse outcome. And if you're still considering a last-minute holiday getaway, there may be some good deals out there, usually midweek, and book directly through the airline, because third-party platforms are more likely to automatically book travelers onto flights with super tight connection times. You should also opt for the first flight of the day, because any delays or cancellations will roll on throughout the day. And also, if you have kids, book flights around nap times.